Title: Don't Pop the Bubbly Just Yet, Potential Duty Increases for Importers Starting January 1st. Content: While many of us anxiously await putting 2020 behind us, the start of the new year may have significant import duty implications for many U.S. companies. On December 31st, two significant U.S. import duty relief programs are set to expire: the Section 301 exclusions and the Generalized Systems of Preference, GSP. That will cause U.S. customs duties to rise on certain products. Importers should be prepared for these changes. Section 301 tariffs on Chinese goods, TLDR. Section 301 exclusions are probably going away December 31st. Plan accordingly. Background: Since July 2018, the U.S. government has imposed billions of dollars in tariffs on Chinese origin goods pursuant to Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974. The Section 301 tariffs were levied under four separate actions known as Lists 1, 2, 3, and 4. In order to provide targeted relief from the Section 301 tariffs, the Office of the United States Trade Representative, USTR, implemented an exclusion process. That process allowed interested parties to petition for exemptions from the Section 301 tariffs. Although many importers have been able to avail themselves to these exclusions for many months, all Section 301 exclusions are set to expire on December 31, 2020. To date, the USTR has not given any indication of plans to extend active exclusions, i.e., those that have been extended and are currently in force, despite pressure from members of Congress and the private sector to do so. What happens when the exclusions expire? If the exclusions are allowed to expire, then Chinese origin products falling under lists 1, 2, 3, or 4 will be subject to additional Section 301 duties, which range from 7.5% to 25%, as shown in table below. For additional background and context on the various Section 301 lists, see our prior blog post here. Section 301 List Duty Rate Import Volume List 1 25% $34 billion List 2 25% $16 billion List 3 25% $200 billion List 4A 7.5% $120 billion List 4B 15% $180 billion Will the Trump administration extend the deadline? Given the administration's silence on how it plans to address the expiration of the Section 301 exclusions, we believe that the exclusions will expire at the end of December 2020. Will an incoming Biden administration repeal the Section 301 duties? In the near term, we think it is unlikely that the Biden administration will make any significant changes to the current Section 301 regime. As noted in our previous post here, President-elect Biden has not affirmatively committed to discontinuing the use of Section 301 tariffs on goods imported from China. Over time, however, the Biden administration might seek to modify these tariffs as well as explore broader reforms to deal with U.S.-China trade more generally. What should I do to prepare? For the reasons outlined above, it's advisable for importers to operate under the assumption that the Section 301 tariffs are here to stay until the Biden administration affirmatively indicates otherwise. To the extent that your company is currently claiming applicability of any Section 301 exclusion, we strongly encourage you to review those imports and prepare to pay the relevant duties on Chinese origin imports starting January 1st. You may also wish to explore any lawful strategies to mitigate the financial impact of the duties, such as making use of the first sale rule. Generalized Systems of Preferences, GSP. TLDR, GSP expires December 31st. Plan accordingly. Background: The GSP program provides preferential duty-free treatment for over 3,000 products from a wide range of designated beneficiary developing countries, BDC. To be eligible for GSP duty-free treatment, an import must the following requirements. The imported item must be included in the list of GSP-eligible articles. It must be imported directly from a listed, eligible BDC. The article must be the growth, product, or manufacture of a BDC and must meet specific requirements for value added in the BDC. And the importer must request duty-free treatment under GSP by placing the appropriate GSP Special Program Indicator, SPI, A, A+, or A*, before the SUS number that identified the imported article on the appropriate shipping documents, CBP Form 7501. Authorization of the GSP is set to expire on December 31, 2020, unless legislation is passed to renew it. The recently passed Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 did not renew.